Now back to Tim Carter's Ask the Builder on WGRR.
Yes, it is Tim Carter. And, of course, I'm the Ask the Builder guy. You can go to askthebuilder.com and get all kinds of cool information. It's all there. Ryan thinks the website's too cluttered. His opinion doesn't count. When he's on the air here, don't even listen to him. He's a very mean guy. No, he's a great guy. We have a good time here every Saturday morning. It's great to have Ryan here. Okay, let's go talk to Nathan right now. Good morning, Nathan. It's Tim Carter. How are you today, buddy?
Hello?
Hello, Nathan.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
I'm telling you what, I couldn't be better, man.
All right. Hey, I just have a quick question. I just bought a brand new house, and I was down there looking at my... I got two sub pumps, okay?
I got it.
And I was looking at them the other day, and I've never heard them come on. So I took the cap off there, and I was looking at them, and they don't have floats on them.
Well,
You know, the automatic...
Yeah.
Pump, you see the little ball on it. But what it has like an electrical thing on it. Like a black box on top of it.
Sure.
And if I was just standing there, and I was an idiot. I took it apart, you know, and I lifted it up to see if it had a float on it. But I didn't unplug it.
Uh-huh.
So I sat there looking at it, and I couldn't find a float. So I said, well, I'm going to call the builder. So I laid it back down in there, and when I did, it kicked on.
Sure.
So I didn't know if it was like an automatic float in there or a...
Well, yeah, it could be. That's exactly what it could be. That could be that type of model. Is the house new?
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah, it sounds to me... See, what I would have done, the way that I would have tested it, is I would have just, if it's easy to do, I would have brought a garden hose in.
Yes.
You know, and I would have just put a garden hose in the pit, you know, and gently turned on the water, not full force, and watch the water build up in the pit. And if all of a sudden it's getting really close to the top and it's not turning on, see what I mean? Then I'd be a little concerned, and I'd turn the hose off and call back the builder. So that's how you should have tested it. In fact, I want you to... You didn't do it with the with sump pit number two, did you? In other words, you said you have two different pits, and you only messed with one of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so go over to the one that you didn't do anything with and try my garden hose idea.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I was going to do that later on today when I got home. But
yeah.
I did that 2 days ago, and yesterday I went down there to check it again just to see if it rose or anything. And what I did is I just picked up the sub pump and just let it down a little bit, picked up about half an inch and then let it back down, and it kicked on.
Okay.
So I'll try the water hose.
Yeah, try the water hose and see what's happening.
Yeah, because I didn't see no float, so I was kind of...
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see which one he put in. Typically, they just have floats on them. It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy to use the float type. All right,
yes.
Well, try the garden hose and see what works. And if not, if it doesn't work, then you better call him back.
I will. Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Yeah,
all right, bye, Nathan.